Unit 11. Listening. Activity 1.
We're talking to Karen Simpson and Jason Todd, fashion designers promoting handmade eco-fashion. Karen, a controversial question. It's sometimes said that consumers of fashion are just obsessed with their appearance. What's your take on that?
Well, there are many things involved in fashion, and that's why people love it. Self-esteem and image, certainly, but also fun. I got into it after reading my sister's fashion magazines, and yes, I was knocked out by those beautiful pictures. But I grew up in the country. My family drummed environmental responsibility into me, but I realised that wasn't the case for many people. After I went into fashion design, I wanted to promote those values, show it was possible to blend a beautiful appearance with an underlying responsible approach.
Jason, is it easy combining an ethical approach with fashion design?
There's a lot to consider. I aim to design clothes from materials that won't run down any non-renewable resources. But it's important to also make sure the process of producing them doesn't cause pollution in itself. Then there's what happens when clothes are finished with, whether throwing them away harms the environment. It's not how everyone in the industry thinks, and I'm not sure I got it myself at first. I want to make people look good, but didn't realise how much of an uphill struggle it would be to achieve this while making them environmentally aware at the same time.
What would you both say about your design style, Jason?
I'm pretty hard-boiled as a person, and I've had my fair share of setbacks. I've tried to turn those to my advantage. I expect a lot of myself and what I can achieve, and push myself creatively. My designs embody where I'm at in terms of the look I want and the materials I use, and they stand out. I'm always true to what I believe in.
I get inspiration from travelling, though I put my own take on what I find. I mix different traditions to make something unique, and I think outside the box, like the garment that can be worn in different ways depending on how it's put on. That saves people money because they buy fewer clothes. But I do have an identifiable look underlying all my designs, so people know what they're getting with me.
Karen, what's the priority in your designs?
I design for someone who stands out from the crowd and isn't frightened of expressing themselves or standing up for their principles. My clothes give confidence. For some designers, the bottom line's financial, and so they kowtow to the mass market. Their designs don't push the envelope. They avoid risks. I show it's not impossible to be the height of fashion while sticking to my core values. And it's not just eyewash. I hate waste, so I use recycled materials. It's plain common sense, not just ecologically responsible.
Jason, as a creative designer, how do you feel about the practical side of production?
When I start designing, I get my head into colours, fabrics, the look I want. That's creative and takes ages. The final designs are often nothing like my first ideas, because I chop and change and get input from other people. I stick to my requirements of low-impact clothes in spite of any market pressures, but it's an evolving process. I'm pretty driven, which means I'm heavily involved in it all, and I get a real kick from seeing my abstract concepts take shape.
Finally, how do you both see the future?
I guess it's obvious. People are seeing our throwaway society and realising that there is a way of getting what you want without destroying anything. That probably sounds totally idealistic, but I'm hopeful. It's not plain sailing, and I know it'll be challenging, but this is not just happening in fashion. It's happening in other areas too.
People sometimes describe so-called green fashion as unattractive, but that perception needs addressing. I'd love to sell huge numbers of clothes, but not at the expense of what I believe in, and that'll be tough. Clearly, anything handmade shows values like quality, tradition, and attention to detail. Though, of course, people need to accept that it means it's costly, which they don't want.
Karen and Jason, thanks for your time.